Thank you, Brad. Good morning. Late Saturday night, Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a structure fire in a detached garage at 801 Allard Avenue. Nobody was inside when fire personnel arrived. Fire units immediately stretched hose lines to protect nearby residential structures. Firefighters had the fire controlled in about 40 minutes, remaining on scene for several hours to completely extinguish pockets of fire. No damage to nearby homes, and there were no injuries. Investigators determined the cause of the fire to be a failure of a battery or battery charger. A response to increased complaints of nuisance activities like alcohol-related offenses, vandalism, physical fights involving juveniles taking place during the Arts Alive event, the EPD increased enforcement and foot patrol efforts in the Old Town area Saturday night. Officers were conducting a check of the boardwalk area and took two juveniles into custody due to their state of intoxication and illegal possession of alcohol and marijuana. They were cited and released to responsible adults later that night. Officers responded to the area of the boardwalk to a reported physical fight involving several subjects and a crowd of about 20 spectators. Upon the officers' arrival, most of the crowd had dispersed. Those involved in the fight had fled the scene. Officers checked the area but were unable to locate any of the involved parties. In attempts to curb this increasing problem, the Eureka Police Department will be continuing its enforcement efforts on Arts Alive Night, the first Saturday of each month in Old Town Eureka. Federal regulators will allow plenty of opportunity for fishermen to troll for Pacific Coast salmon as biologists forecast a dramatic rebound. That's according to the San Francisco Chronicle, who says the Pacific Fishery Management Council approves salmon seasons that provide ample fishing time for commercial and recreational anglers in California, Oregon, and Washington over the next 6 months. The panel's decision comes as biologists project big increases in salmon populations from the Sacramento, Klamath, and Rogue Rivers. The forecast for Chinook salmon returning to the Klamath this fall is about four times greater than average and the highest on record since 1985. Last week, the Eureka City Council voted unanimously to approve a staff recommendation to amend the city general plan, allowing Lost Coast Brewery to open a brewing facility on 9 acres of land between Sunset Road and the cemetery on South Broadway. Despite opposition from neighbors who argued the brewery would obstruct views and drive down property values, the City Community Development Department approved a conditional use permit for the plan. Supervisor and former Eureka Mayor Virginia Bass say the council made the correct decision.
I just think it's a great step for supporting local business. I think Lost Coast is definitely one of the best Humboldt County success stories there is.
The proposal will come back to the council at its April 17th meeting, where it's expected to be approved. More KINS News after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet Artistic License, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
For this segment of our community, we interview John Filmy of the American Petroleum Institute to talk about gas prices.
There are two main factors why you have differences in prices. The first is taxes. So, for example, in California, you have some of the highest taxes in the country. And then the second aspect is the type of gasoline that you use. California has a very expensive, clean-burning gasoline that costs more to produce. So if you look across the country, most of the variation is due to that. The main reason why we've had much higher gasoline prices is the cost of making gasoline. And that's because crude oil costs have gone up dramatically over the past couple years. And crude oil and taxes alone are 88% of the cost of a gallon of gasoline. So if you look at why crude oil prices are up, it's because of fundamentals of supply and demand. And so if the government wants to move forward, they can help in terms of producing more supply, or we can reduce our demand via more fuel economy and driving sensibly.
Stay tuned to next Monday when we continue discussing gas prices here on our community. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.